Let's get ready to rumble!
Big Fatty.
Big Fatty goes, I'm surprised you made it. And I'm like, me too.
Oh. So he gets up at one point during the dinner and starts to make an announcement to our group. Keep in mind, there's a restaurant full of families and children in here. And he's like, blah, blah, blah. I ain't fucking this, that, and the other. And he's like, oh, dear Gussie. As he's got to stop himself from saying fucking this and fuck that. And
why stop yourself? Just freedom of speech, bitches. Just let it go, Big Fatty.
At that point, there's only one table of old people, and they were halfway across the restaurant.
So let it go. Open your mouth and let it fling out.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Dear Gussie.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 99 of the BFO for Friday, the 31st of August, 2012. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me, a little show, y'all. We're going to tell you what happens once in a blue moon. Yes, Big Fatty. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian National Anthem. Everyone, I hope you're far right. It's going well, y'all. By virtue of the Bulgarian national anthem, y'all, we have hit the final far right. The last day of the month, Shalem Alakay, and y'all, Mr. Pat Geick isn't here to sing. He's on a cruise, the cruise of a lifetime with Gooch. And so you're just going to have to deal with Stevie B and the Bulgarians. Yes, Big Fatty, it's lovely. Now, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard everybody's favorite rapist, that J.C. Marple, at the beginning of today's little show, along with that Kana, and y'all, that terminally single Tim, and y'all, I specifically chose to include old J.C. Marple. Big Freddy, why? Please tell us why. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that's correct. Today, the 31st of August, is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for the one and only J.C. Marple from formerly of the No Wire Hangers little show. Y'all, I think it's gone. I think it's just dead. But y'all, let me just say, if you wish old J.C. Marple a happy exiting of the birth canal, y'all be gentle, because he's a delicate flower. He's a delicate flower that does not deal well with the aging process. And y'all, we don't want to remind him that he's got one foot in the grave. Big Freddy, you just told everybody not to do that. But y'all, I just want to send out the best down there to old Lakeland, Florida, and J.C. Marple. Big Freddy, do you think Connor will make a cake?
Probably a white one.
Yeah, Gussie Yawson's. It is J.C. Maupel's celebration of exiting the birth canal. I thought I'd read his census. Big Fatty, he didn't do it. Well, in that case, let's read Stevie B's, because Stevie B sang the Bulgarian National Anthem for us. Y'all got it right here. I'm going to pop it right open. Big Fatty. And y'all, Stevie B lives in the only time zone that matters. He's a listener. He's been listening since episode one. He knows how to unsubscribe, but only from other little shows. Born March the 3rd, 1950. How much bacon do you eat each month? Less than I used to. What's your favorite BFO episode? I've always enjoyed BFO 107, Sissy Boom Boom and TT. Big Freddy, that's a new one. What's your favorite BFO segment? Last day of the month, singing the Bulgarian National Anthem. Big Freddy, you didn't know he was going to do that, and yet he put it on there. Other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change? The closing, when was the last time you said, gosh? Well, I guess I'll have to do that. Have you ever called the voice letter number? He says he can't remember. He's old. He's never visited the surface of the sun, but he has watched a puppet show, and the last time he shat his pants, he was coming home from a bar at the beach after being overserved. Big Fatty, it sounds like the perfect time to shut your pants. And y'all, you know, if you're going to read Stevie B's, you've got to read Warren's, because y'all, it's like, they're like twins. They are like twins, y'all, joined at the hip. So let's just open his and read his. Denny, often known as Warren, and once in a while, Wally. He lives in the only time zone that matters. Been listening for 3 years. A semi-lurker. Knows how to only unsubscribe from other shows. Born September the 23rd, 1971. Doesn't eat so much bacon anymore. Favorite episodes are the ones where you mention me or my sister Cheryl. Favorite BFO segment, all of them. He's not called the voice letter number to be old soon. Never visited the surface of the sun and never participated in a puppet show. But the last time he shat his pants, once at work, he says, but he doesn't want to talk about it. Big Fatty, I don't blame him. I just think it's vulgar that you ask that question of the last time people shat themselves. That's such a personal thing. Well, yeah, I suppose so. And, y'all, so there you go. We've got two more of the sensei out of the way, of course. We've still got probably 50 or 60 more to go. Big Fatty, you're never gonna finish these.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, oh my God, this message is for Guru. Guru Nudie, and he'll know what it means. So here we go, Guru. Here it is.
This place sucks dog doo-doo. I love Laurie Petter and Guru Nudie. This is my favorite Words with Friends player.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
This place sucks dog doo-doo.
Goodbye. That's so funny.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I got nothing. I got nothing. I have no idea. No idea what that was all about. But evidently, Guru Nudie will understand it. So, Guru Nudie, I hope you enjoyed that. And y'all, evidently the BFO is now an answering service. Big Fatty, thank goodness it's finally productive.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Melissa the Confused. I am calling regarding our big Vegas trip coming up here very shortly. I don't have the countdown app, so I kind of suck. I just know it's like in, I don't know, 13, 12 days, something like that, something fun. Anyhow, I'd like to do a little shout-out on your show. If anyone is interested, we are having a Wednesday night, September 12th, dinner at Gonzalez y Gonzalez at the New York, New York Hotel and Casino. I'm not sure of the time. I think it's going to be around 6-ish. We're doing dinner and drinks. It's a pretty inexpensive restaurant, so it shouldn't be too big of a problem. But I need a head count so that I can do a reservation. So if you could please play this on the show, and I just want to have anybody who is coming let me know, either through Facebook. If you can't find me through Facebook, then email me at mtam0707@yahoo.com. That's mtam0707@yahoo.com. And let me know how many people will be in your party. And again, that dinner is for Wednesday, September 12th. Thank you, Big Fatty, and I hope to see you there. And I can't wait to see everyone. Okay? I love you all. Bye.
Big Fatty, she sounds pretty organized to be Melissa the Confused. Y'all, it's true. Melissa the Confused is very organized. And y'all, if you're coming early and you want to go have some Mexican food with everybody, I believe the group is going to gather in the Luxor Bar around 5 p.m. in the afternoon local time. And then walk over to the Mexican restaurant and go from there. And y'all, I've looked at the menu. It looks quite tasty. Quite tasty. And Big Fatty has gotten in touch with Melissa the Confused. Y'all, I think I told you to get in touch with Nessa or Gavin about... y'all, that is... that is some pot roast and broccoli. Y'all, the broccoli has given me horrible stomach pains and gas this afternoon. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, the broccoli has... Big Fatty! Now, y'all, our last call today is kind of a downer, but y'all, it's one that we all need to hear, so that we can embrace another member of the Pride 48 family who is dealing with some loss. Yes, Big Fatty.
Morning, Big Fatty. It's pretty early in the morning on Thursday, the 30th. The reason I'm calling to let you know that Brian, you know, he has his little. He has his dachshunds, and at Christmas time, he had one that passed away, the oldest one. She was nearly 17, and last night, his next one, which is probably about 10 or 11, she decided it was time to go, and I just thought I'd let you know that, you know, we should keep our thoughts and our prayers in with Brian, because it's hard, and so hope you're having a good day. Love
you.
Big bye.
Yeah, Gussie. David, thank you so much for calling and letting us know about that. But and Brian, our hearts do go out to you. Y'all, Big Fatty had dachshunds also when he was growing up, and I know that they have health problems. Their backs are delicate. Their backs are delicate, and and with any pet, you know, they become a part of the family. And, y'all, losing a pet's like losing a close member of the family. Y'all, sometimes closer than human members of the family. But anyway, depending. But Brian, chin up and remember the good times. And we'll go from there. Big Fatty, I think that's just lovely. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know that Kim Beaver, y'all, you know, she said, oh, Big Fatty, did you get the thing that I had my second cousin twice removed sent you from the eye church? Well, y'all, I never got it. Well, y'all, then I got a message from that Michael in Stuttgart, y'all. He was all upset because he had tried so hard to do as his cousin, that Kim Beaver had asked, but, you know, they don't have an iTunes store in the Faroe Islands. So he was having to do it for her, and, y'all, he sent it to me again on Thursday morning, but, y'all, the code that they sent said it's only good in the Germany, Mexico iTurge store. So, y'all, I couldn't redeem it. But what I said, because Michael had worked so hard to try to send that for his cousin, and because that Kim Beaver had wanted me to have it, y'all, I went over to the iTurge and I bought it for myself. And y'all, I gotta tell you, it is an app called Cat Booth. Benny! And y'all, what you do is you select a picture, and y'all, you can either take a picture or one out of your librarium, and y'all, then you add pictures of kitties all around you in the picture, and you can put, like, kitty noses and kitty whiskers and all on your face and all that kind of stuff. Y'all, I hadn't had a chance to really fondle. Be ready, please, to look at it much. But, y'all, I will, because that Kim Beaver, she's always making sure Big Fatty has plenty of pussy. Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it is the blue moon, and y'all, as I have said, some things only happen once in a blue moon, and y'all, today is a blue moon, and something's going to happen for those of you who have an iPhone. Y'all, about 5 a.m., between 5 and 5:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, y'all, the iTunes is going to have a brand new BFO app over there. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. That's Steven the Uck. He has been working very hard along with Big Fatty. And y'all, there are some amazing things. Some amazing things on the app. Y'all, I'm not gonna give it all away, but I will say, and there are some things that are going. There are some things that were not working correctly on the older version of the app, and y'all, we're still trying to get those bugs worked out. But y'all, Stephen Lucky's already working on a revision to the one that's being released today, y'all. And all I gotta say is, y'all, you are going to be very impressed with the. With all the different things that are on the BFO app. And y'all, it's absolutely free. And now, for those of you who have the Android Hemorrhoid, the updates will be coming to you soon. But the iPhone was first. And y'all, we've been testing this for months. And y'all, hopefully we've got the bugs worked out. But y'all, if you run across a little something that doesn't work quite right, y'all, you can hit app support over there and send a message to Stephen Luck and you tell him what went poo-poo. Big Fatty, please. But y'all, I will tell you, one of the most popular things on the BFO app was the soundboard. And y'all, now there are two pages, not just one, but two, I say two pages of BFO sounds over there. Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, that sounds like a lovely gift ad for J.C. Marple's exiting of the birth canal. It sounds like a great gift. And y'all, also, there's a brand new website called BFOapp.com, BFOapp.com, that'll be released. So those of you that listen early and you know who you am, you won't be able to see it until it's released between 5 and 5:30 in the morning Eastern time. But y'all, it'll kind of, and that's a work in progress also, but it's going to be lots of exciting things coming up in the next few months, and especially today. J.C. Marple, when you see the app, what do you think you'll say?
Dear Gussie.
Gosh, I said that too. Dear Gussie.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.